Hello and welcome to another episode of the Best of Fives, where we count up the best five things in any category we want. Today we are talking about the best five lines from The Princess Bride. Now, if you're a fan of The Princess Bride, you should head on over to the Great 80s, the Great 80s Movie Debate, where Christy, Erica, and I have done a long conversation about the best of five, or about The Princess Bride and whether it holds up today. We're transferring our list show that we used to do at the end of the Grady's over to the Best of Fives, because that's what we do here. So we are going to count up the best five lines in The Princess Bride. Now, Christy, you think that this is one of the most quotable movies in movie history?
I contend that, yes. At least, of my generation.
In the 80s.
Yes.
You're saying. Okay. Yes. All right. So we're going to go 5-1, our best lines. Let me go first, since we already talked about on the Grady's how I gave it a good review. I mean, I don't want to spoil too much, but the girls...
Spoilers.
Are,
don't give spoilers.
Spoiling, all right. Well, I did. It's too late. The my other two co-hosts, I think, are more the experts, I'll put it that way, in this movie. So I'm going to let them go last. And my number five is a line delivered. What I did in my list is I picked one per character. I did not do, I mean, you, for certainly some of these people, you could do all five for certain characters. I picked one per person just to make it a little easier for myself. And my number five is delivered by Princess Buttercup. And actually, a lot of my lines are dramatic, actually. I mean, like, there's a lot of funny lines in this, but I looked at my list when I was done, and many of mine are the more dramatic parts of the film. My number five is the line, "You mocked me once, never do it again. Ooh. I died that day."
Ooh, good one.
Where she is talking about, to the Dread Pirate Roberts, about his testing her on whether or not she really loved Westley. And something about the way she delivers that line is, it kind of gets you. It really grabs you and makes you listen to her. And maybe that's when he starts to really believe her. But I think she really nails that line. It's super dramatic, and I really, really love it. That's my number five.
It's a precursor to her House of Cards.
I don't watch House of Cards, so I'll take your word for it. Christy, what's your number five?
Okay, I've decided I'm going to do mine as closely as I can to the voice of the person that does it. My number five is from the Ancient Booer. That's how she's quoted, as the Ancient Booer.
Really?
Yeah. That's her character name in there. So, bow to the Queen of Slime, the Queen of Filth, the Queen of Putrescence. Boo! Boo! Rubbish, filth, slime, muck. Boo! Boo! Boo!
Wow.
Thank you.
That was impressive.
Wow. I love
that. And you did sound like her.
Thank you.
Erica, good luck following that.
Well, yeah, set up for craziness. Wow. Mine comes from not all I've got stuck in my head is the Magic Man.
Miracle Max.
Magic
Mike. Magic Mike, yes. It's from Magic Mike. We're going to skip over. No. It's his wife, and they get into an argument, and she's trying to convince him to do this, and he's like, "Shut up, witch." And my favorite quote is, "I'm not a witch, I'm your wife." I just love that one. She's just like, "No, take this." She's going to give it right back to him. So that was my favorite.
That's good. All right. My number four is probably more one of the more iconic ones from the film, and it is delivered by Andre the Giant, and it is, "You've been mostly dead all day." Because it's so silly, it's so stupid, and he's so, I don't know, what would you call it? He's not naive, he's just so, he's not simple either, he's just so honest and true, and everything that comes out of his mouth is almost cute. And he's just pointing it out. It's not like a big deal to him. He's just pointing it out to him. And I love the way he delivers the line. That's my number four. Christy, what's your number four?
My number four is Humperdinck. That's going to be a little harder for me to do an impression of. But it is, Please consider me as an alternative to suicide.
That is good. What's your number three, Erica?
Mine is when Buttercup is getting ready to off herself and she's got a knife to her chest and Wesley's right behind her and he goes, there's a shortage of great breasts in the world. It'd be a pity to lose yours when she's getting ready to off herself. I just think that's great. When he's just like, what? Oh, and then he's right behind her. I just think that was a great, great line.
Yeah, she doesn't even know like he's there at that point, does she?
No.
That's like the only, actually, I mean, not that it's racy or sexual. That's like the only thing that you could even be considered, you know, like non-family in the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other than the murdering and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But who cares about that? My number three is actually from that same scene, and it's another dramatic one. It's after he delivers his long explanation of To the Pain, and he does stand up, and the music kind of swells, and you get you start to feel like that feeling when something exciting is going to happen in a movie, and holds up his sword and says, drop your sword. It's such a cool line. It's like an action movie at that point. It's going to go back to being a fairy tale and a love story. But in that moment, it's an action movie. And mm-hmm. I like action movies and I like the way he delivers it. That's my number three. What's yours, Christy?
My number three is actually a small exchange between Wesley and Buttercup where she says, you mock my pain. He says, life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling you something.
Good.
I like that.
So it's the duel?
Yes. And actually, I remember having this conversation with my husband at one point and something about like we would get into an argument or something. I was like, life is pain. And he was like, stop saying that.
Which is another line from the movie. Stop saying that.
Yeah, I know. He would not intentionally say that, but he would say that.
What's
That's
your
best way to piss somebody off during an argument is quote The Princess Bride.
Okay. Words of advice.
Yes.
From Christy. What's your number three, Erica?
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together. I just love it because you're not expecting it. You're like, what just happened? Where did that come from? And that accent, it just, I can't help but giggle. I giggle every time I hear it.
And it's never explained or nobody else even reacts to it.
Uh-uh.
That's the best part. Nobody like looks at him like he's crazy. It's just there. It makes it better. All right, my number two is, in my opinion, the funniest line in the entire movie. It's delivered by Wallace Shawn. He's got tons of them, but this one, when I watched it for the Grady's in our review of it, made me laugh out loud. Maybe I had forgotten it. Maybe it just struck me. Mm-hmm. But the line is, do you want me to send you back to where you were unemployed in Greenland? It's the way he says it. And the fact that it's unemployed, like that's the worst thing that there could be. And that it's Greenland. Because there's nothing funny about Greenland until now.
Who would have known Greenland was such a death sentence?
I know. Really. It's great. And his delivery is great. It's that whining. It's all of his lines are great, but that's the one that stands out to me. And it's not one that I hear people quoting a lot. I mean, there are certain lines in this that everybody knows, but that one to me is better. Mm-hmm. That's my number two. Christy, what's your number two?
Mine is when they bring Wesley to Miracle Max and Andre the Giant says, where would the group Brute Squad? And he says, you are the Brute Squad.
That was the one in doing research for the Gritties, they had the cast say some of their favorite lines.
Uh-huh.
I think that was Fred Savage's favorite line. So I don't know how that makes you feel.
He wasn't even there.
That's true. What is yours, Erica?
I really like when the grandfather's coming in and he's He's trying to, you know, relate to his grandson. And he says, when I was your age, television was called books. I like that quote a lot.
That is something that a grandfather would say. All right. Well, that means we're up to, in our opinions, the best line in The Princess Bride. The one that everybody quotes over and over again is the Inigo Montoya line. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father, prepare to die. Mm-hmm. It's a great line. But I prefer the dramatic part of that, which happens at the very end when Count Rugen is offer me money. And he's trying to get him to beg for his life. And he does. And as he kills him, says, I want my father back, you son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. Because it's that dramatic part and the denouement of that guy's life. Like, that thing has been going on since he was a little boy, and you get to see the culmination of it. And the emotion that Mandy Patinkin puts into that scene just kills me every time. It's so good. It's not funny. And I think three of mine aren't funny. Three mm-hmm. of my five are dramatic, but it's so well done. So that's my number one. What about you, Christy?
My number one is said by my number one favorite actor of all time, which would be Mr. Christopher Guest. And it's just so funny when he's in the middle of torturing. And he says, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything.
He's so creepy.
He's so creepy. I love it.
All right, Erica, the best line, The Princess Bride.
I like this because it for me, it sums up the movie, and it kind of, yes, it's fantasy. It's about adventure. There's sword fighting. There's all these wonderful things. It's a story. But ultimately, it is a love story. And Wesley says, this is true love. Do you think this happens every day? Aww. I think that's a great quote.
That is a great line. That's a good way to end these lists too, because that's another one that gets you. That yeah. gets you like right there. And it's delivered well, it's written well. Yeah, that's an excellent choice.
As the kids would say, it gets you in the feels.
Is that what the kids today say?
That's what they say on the Facebook.
Oh.
They say it on the Book of Face.
That's not how that works.
Oh. Well, if you've enjoyed this brief discussion of the lines in The Princess Bride, then you're probably going to really love our long discussion of the film in its whole. So go on over to the Great 80s Movie Debate, where we discuss whether or not The Princess Bride still holds up by 2017 standards. And if you're a big fan and you have a list of your own, please let us know on Facebook. I'd love to hear what you guys think are the best lines. We actually skipped a lot of the real famous ones.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are probably thinking we're crazy. You don't have Inconceivable in there. You don't have this. You don't have that. Well, let us know what you think. Go on Facebook and tell us what we missed. As always, go to www.neozaz.com for all kinds of great entertainment podcasts. Chances are, if you like something, we like it too. And we've talked about it ad nauseum. So go on our website and find anything about anything. And thanks for listening to the Best of Fives.